This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And although we've been talking about the MMR vaccine and the Navy, I've got the Ring. Have you heard about this? I don't mean the movie. I mean the Amazon home surveillance network that I know nothing about, and that's why I want to get into this.
Oh, this is the one where, yeah, you can let the UPS guy in the door, right? So your package doesn't get stolen after he, you know, leaves.
I'm not sure what it is. I was shocked to find out that former co-host Daryl Perry has an Alexa in his house.
I know some hardcore anarchists. You know him too, and he's got an Alexa, and I'm like, what? You got, come on, man. And he's like, well, it doesn't matter what device you have, they're listening to you.
He's not wrong, right? I mean, if the government wanted to, they could tap into the mobile phones that we have on us all the time, our webcams, our microphones, whatever, anytime they wanted, but they have to at least make the effort to do that. With Alexa, there's no effort required. We
right.
know it's always recording.
And I have attended several meetings where no devices are allowed.
Those are good meetings.
Yes.
So as reporters raced this summer, this is coming to us from Gizmodo, to bring new details of Ring's law enforcement contracts to light. Now, are you aware of the controversy surrounding those contracts?
Well, a Department of Defense contract is what I know, you know, Amazon's been whining about that they lost to one of their competitors, I guess. And I heard some rhetoric where Amazon's like, well, we're going to participate anyways, whether they like it or not, because we want to make sure the government's being good or something, is what I was hearing.
Even as its creeping objective of ensuring an ever-expanding network of home security devices. Now, this is the issue here, and take this from an IT person. These home security devices are some of the most insecurely programmed things out there. The average programmer, even the average IT person who does this crap for a living, does not take IT security seriously. I used to do subcontract work for a company that I'm going to leave unnamed that would set the passwords of its computers on a domain as the user's first name, all lowercase, which incidentally was also their username. So for Aria, it would have the username of Aria and a password of Aria. And they're like, I don't know why these servers keep getting hit with ransomware. Now, what do you mean you don't know why? You have no basic minimum requirement for any sort of password security right there. The first name of the user is going to be any decent hacker's first guess, man.
Yeah.
You've got RDP listening on default ports. You've got ports wide open to the internet, not restricted by IP address or VPN firewalls or anything. Everything is just wide open. And you're like, oh, we have this server here that's been mining cryptocurrency for the last 6 months. You didn't install any crypto mining software, did you? Well, first of all, I'm deeply offended that you even asked me that. But second of all, no, some hacker did because you left the password of this server. This actual legitimate server is A1B2C3. That's why there's mining software running on this server.
And a lot of that doesn't mean much to me, you know, A1, B2, whatever.
Well, that's going to be in any decent password dictionary's first 100 guesses.
Oh, okay, right. All right.
So is the word password.
Yep.
And password with an at symbol and all of these other really simple, very common passwords, 1, 2, 3, 4, QWERTY, they're all going to be in there. So
no, not even that. Just talk about these security cameras. So I have a backup camera in my truck that's wireless.
Uh-huh.
And I use it for snow plowing, so I can back up right next to a house and get, like, the truck 2 inches away, and then, you know, so it helps. But I don't...
They're not, like, not there.
Right, not... Yeah. I don't want to be buying, like, car fenders and things, backing in and stuff. So it's an efficiency thing for snow plowing. Anyways, so I don't use it during the summertime on a truck, and I deliver a load of hay to a lady, and I back up. Part of the unit is still in my truck, the receiver that receives a signal from the camera. I put it in reverse. My little screen lights up because it's receiving a signal, and it's a signal off of her security camera into her, I don't know if it was in the hallway, but it was one of the cameras in her house. And, and she kind of lives like in a remote spot. She's not real close. And these things only work for like 300 or 400 feet from what I understand. So I was like, hey, you got to check this out. And she's like, she freaked. She's like, how? She's like, no, this thing is. And she's like, I understand computers. She's telling me.
Well, clearly she doesn't.
And I'm like, she's like, where'd you get this? I go, it was on Amazon for like $20. I mean, and she was like, well, that one particular camera didn't have the grandma adjust button pushed for, I don't know, security, I guess, or, you know.
Right. But, I mean, that's relatively common in the IT world, is that the people who install these cameras, they leave everything as the default. Like, if you ever want to hack a business computer's, a business network's computers, it's really, really easy. Just find the ones that are running a Cisco or a Linksys, navigate to 192.168.1.1, enter admin, bam, you're in, full network access.
So this is why these municipal...
And you can do a lot of this from the just connecting to their Wi-Fi.
So government employees, as we understand, are really, really lazy. So it sounds like this is why these municipal servers...
This is all in the private sector as well, though.
Yeah, okay. Well, you fire that guy who left that vulnerability there, or you don't hire that company again, but government doesn't
do
that.
But you have to have another IT auditor that you trust to come in and find out what that problem is. You have to have somebody who's willing to say, okay, this is the reason you were hit with ransomware. This guy left you vulnerable. Because that guy's going to say, he's not going to say, I left you vulnerable. That's the last thing he's ever going to say, because it's losing a client to him.
That sounds like that could be a hacker for hire, a valuable service. Hire me to try to hack your system. And
I think there are white hat hackers who do exactly that.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Chris Wade, who is on Friday nights, would know quite a lot more about that.
And if I had some kind of security system, I would probably call one of my friends like you or Chris Wade or say, hey, can you try to break into it?
Yeah.
You know, just to test it. Why not?
And when you start, that's why the Internet of Things, as they're calling it, concerns me. You know, when you have automobiles on the Internet, refrigerators, air conditioning.
Self-driving cars. Layers,
yeah, when you have all of this on the Internet, as an IT person, that scares the hell out of me. Because I know how insecure devices attached to the Internet really are. There were, I don't remember the number now. I think it was 25 million or maybe 250 million devices participating in the DEN attack. And probably 90% of those are still infected.
What's a DEN attack?
It was a particular attack that, I don't remember the details now because it was like 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, but it infected a bunch, like millions upon millions of phones, computers, networking equipment, just IT devices in general. And it performed this massive distributed denial of service attack.
Does DIN stand for digital identification number?
No, it was DYN.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know.
And most of those devices, the average user never went online to see if there was one of the ones infected. The average Android user never went online to see if, hey, maybe my phone's been compromised. And 90% of those are still compromised as a result of it.
Hmm.
And Samsung doesn't care. Motorola doesn't care.
No. Actually, if anything, the phone starts screwing up, you go buy another phone.
Yeah, it's not their problem.
Actually, probably helps some of these attacks.
And it's too expensive to pay an IT person $125 or whatever to come over and do it for you. So
you
they
go
just
buy a brand new phone for $125.
Yeah, they just remain infected.
And
we're like, okay, well, we live in a world that has ransomware. Let's connect our cars to the Internet. Who doesn't know what the end result of this is going to be? It's going to be driving down the road at 70 miles per hour, and suddenly you get a notification that your car has been infected with ransomware, and it's going to drive you into a tree at 70 miles per hour if you don't send it a half of a Bitcoin in the next 2 hours.
Well,
that's what's going to happen.
There is speculation. There is theories that pretty much is how Andrew Breitbart got killed, that his car was taken over. And I forget what the car was, but there was a hackathon. Actually, Brian Sovereign from Sovereign Tech did an episode on this hackathon where these guys were able to, they got some car, some rental car that had all this stuff and they were able to disable brakes. They were able to lock and unlock the doors. They were able to they were able to make it steer. They were able to power it. They were basically almost able to drive this car wirelessly, but definitely could disable the brakes and accelerate throttle, and you could not do much about it, is what their end result was in this hackathon thing.
Yeah, and the people programming this stuff, they don't give the security aspect any consideration. They're more like, can we make a self-driving car? Not, is this even a good idea?
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
What good is living in a free society if you don't live a free life? Being stuck in a job or being locked into a relationship, but you're not free to do what you want. I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Come to our free webinar with a live Q&A with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
LibertyCon is a unique Liberty Convention, April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C., for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-Liberty organizations for career advancement, businesses and internship opportunities, and more. Hear from a list of incredible speakers like John Mackey, the Whole Foods CEO and co-founder, who is going to speak on conscious capitalism. Vernon Smith, who won the Nobel Prize in Economics, who is going to speak on alternative markets. Miriam Issa, who is a pop culture expert and political commentator with over 300 million YouTube views. And Nassim Nicholas Taleb, who spent 21 years as a quantitative trader, a risk taker, before becoming a researcher in philosophical, mathematics, and practical problems with probability. God, that is a mouthful. And there's so much more. Visit LibertyCon.com for more details on additional speakers and events. And use code FTL for a discount, a $10 discount on your registration. Student travel scholarships are available in discount rooms for everyone at the Marriott Marquis. Save with early registration at LibertyCon.com and use the code FTL for a $10 discount.
Quantitative trader. I've never heard that title. That is something. This is something I'm going to watch a YouTube video on later.
Okay. Yeah, because I have no idea what it means.
I don't know.
It sounds fascinating.
I mean, know what quantitative easing is.
I find probability and mathematics to be extremely, well, I don't know about extremely, but I find them to be fascinating.
Yes.
I mean, I majored in physics because I loved the mathematics of the universe, right? But probability is its own weird little thing. It's very fascinating. And, of course, it comes back to quantum mechanics when you start talking about probability and things like that. And it just becomes this whole mess of tangled concepts that nobody who is still sane comprehends.
Yeah, I learned a lot of geometry this past year because the house I bought, the roof of it consists of 70 triangles. And I had to replace the plywood and the sheetrock, plywood on all of them, and the sheetrock on more than half of them. So I had to cut many, many triangles.
That sounds
and,
fun. Well, not the cutting part, but the measurement and the thinking part sounds fun.
Actually, I had a good time with it. My father-in-law was awesome. He helped me out a lot with it. The figuring part of it actually was fun. The taking the 3/4-inch plywood and lugging it up on the roof and nailing it down, and you know, and then it starts raining and get tarps on stuff wasn't fun. But yeah,
it does not sound fun.
It was interesting. I learned a lot about geometry.
That was one of the things I had never really considered until I watched the series Pillars of the Earth, which I ended up reading the book about because Ken Follett's an amazing writer and the series was fantastic. But just how much actual mathematics that the early builders had to know in order to design these cathedrals, the geometry, the trigonometry, and all of that, and how it all interplayed, and it's just tremendously fascinating.
Oh, yeah, and the dome structure, like, of my house is, you know, it uses the least amount of materials for the most amount of floor space, and it's tremendously strong. I mean, this building was literally, half of it was rotted when I bought it. If it was any other kind of structure, it would have fell in.
Awesome. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Mortified Penguin calling. Mortified, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I wanted to call about free market competition. I think that's something that we support, all of us.
I do.
And I was reading an article, an essay actually written decades back called Big Business and the Rise of American Statism. And it really explained the insidious nature of the regulatory state and how it came about. And I think it's something a lot of people, libertarians, should know about. And the premise of the author writes is kind of refuting the, you know, liberal, the conservative, the Marxist, and even some libertarians' takes on how the regulatory state came to be. Because some people say, oh, it's bad, it hurts business. Some people say, oh, it helps to protect the consumer from these rapacious capitalists and stuff. So,
well, that's certainly the excuse they like to provide. I mean, the showers suck or whatever Trump has been rambling on about lately is because of regulations that were supposed to protect the consumer but ended up just making things a lot more difficult.
Well, what we see is that there was a period of you know, huge technical advancement and great innovation and everything in the 1800s that people didn't know about, that people all know about, and they call that the laissez-faire system because there hadn't been the regulation. And so there was so much innovation and competition in railroads and steel and meatpacking and all these new industries that were coming about that they were saying that some of the producers, especially the ones that really leveraged themselves with these huge capital investments that the government also had a hand in. But that's another story. That's part of the story, actually. But they were saying, oh, no, we have price anarchy. Because these weren't really diehard free marketers, some of these guys.
No, price anarchy sounds like a good thing. That sounds like something we want.
Yeah, we, as regular people, would call that free market competition. But they said, oh, no, it's price anarchy. So we need to do something to stabilize these prices because prices were going down sometimes yearly and monthly. They were halving and quartering, and they were just going down by leaps and bounds. And people were really benefiting from this technology. So they said, oh, we need to create voluntary organizations to, quote, unquote, stabilize the prices. And
so this author essentially argued that the regulatory fascist system that we deal with today actually predates World War One and actually comes about because of the Industrial Revolution.
From the progressive movement. So the reason they could not just cartelize their industry is because there's always a profit motive to go around the cartel and to bucket and reach the
that's why black market weed sales are still so successful in light of weed legalization and legal weed businesses.
Yeah, so since voluntary cartels didn't work, what did they turn to? The progressives and the progressive movement and then what was then the Republican Party. But the progressive movement that we read about in school to stabilize the prices. And they didn't keep the prices artificially low, but artificially high in the face of competition. Because, of course, when you regulate, you reduce competition and people entering the market and bringing the price down by half, by three quarters, by more, and benefiting everyone. So what we really see is not a war on – there is a war on workers and the working class in some sense. But what we see in this case is not a war on workers, but a war on us as people, as consumers, and on entrepreneurs and innovation, because the way to keep our prices artificially high was to increase more and more regulation to stabilize prices.
Well, not to mention intellectual property.
There's great examples of this in history. If you look at the poultry industry, it was the gentleman from Georgia, you know, Purdue country, that introduced all this federal legislation on poultry handling and processing. So in the 50s, in this country, any little town I grew up in that had four villages, and there was like literally 10 or 15 different mom-and-pop butcher operations where you could bring your chickens or bring your pig or bring your sheep or whatever and have it done. And there was over 16,000 registered slaughterhouses in the United States for, like, meatpacking. Today, I think there's less than 1,000, and they're all mega huge.
What did you say the name of that book was?
It's Big Business and the Rise of the of American Statism by Roy A. Childs.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for the call. It definitely sounds like a fascinating read. 855-450-3733.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
You ever feel like you're in jail, a virtual jail, because of your job or maybe your current relationship where you're not allowed to do what you really want? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Come to our free webinar with a live Q&A with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After the articles of impeachment against President Trump were read by the Judiciary Committee chairman, the ranking Republican Doug Collins said all the Democrats could come up with is abuse of power with no real dates on when it even occurred.
They don't have the who knew it and when they knew it. All they have is, well, here, members, we're going to give you abuse of power. You go home, pick something you don't like about the president. There's your abuse of power.
Collins said of the obstruction of Congress article that the only obstruction he's seen is of House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff of this investigation. But Democratic Congresswoman Zoe Loughran provided her assessment as to why the president should be impeached.
No one is above the law, and the president of the United States must follow the Constitution. President Trump has not only abused his power for the upcoming election, he used a foreign power to do it.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
You know, a lot of people today are taking control of their own health. They want to attempt to avoid the pain of getting sick, the lost time at work, and costly medical bills. Well, good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great. But eating right all the time can be a challenge. Or outright impossible. Travel and work schedules can get in the way, or you may not have the desire to shop and cook the right foods. So Balance of Nature has the solution, which is three of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and three of their veggie capsules. You get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that's a lot of nutrition. After taking Balance of Nature, people have reported that their skin looks better and the bags under their eyes go away. They have an increase in energy. Body pain is reduced, goes away entirely, or they get sick less, or even not at all. Go online and become a preferred customer that gives you the best pricing and free shipping. After your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. But this is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL. Again, that's balanceofnature.com, discount code FTL. You probably eat right, don't you?
I mean, I try.
Define right. Right.
So I used to be nearly 300 pounds. And if you look at some of like...
you did.
Oh, yeah. If you look at some of like the Porkfest soapbox idol, for example, 2012, I was like pretty much 300 pounds. I was a big boy. Anyways, what I did is I kind of had a little bit of a, you know, realization that my most valuable, you know, asset is essentially my personal health. And so I kind of wrote myself up a plan of what I'm going to do about, you know, my personal health. And, you know, I don't want to be one of these, you know, old guys that's all crippled up and I need to have the state or my family take care of me. So there's a lot of thin old people out there. There isn't too many fat old people out there. If you kind of look at people in their 80s and 90s, you don't see too many fat people.
That's a really good point.
Yes. And so what I did is I did a candida cleanse to kill the candida that got too wild in my butt, in my gut, I meant to say. And, you know, that's a whole rabbit trail go down. But the thing, so I lost some weight there, but what I really lost the weight, and I got down to about, my low was about 210. I'm about 225, 230, which I'm a little overweight, but I feel pretty comfortable. And I can do all the work I do, no problem. And is I just stopped eating government-subsidized food. So I didn't eat any corn. I didn't eat any wheat. Now, I would consume organic, you know, grains somewhat, and I didn't, but I just didn't buy anything off the shelf, anything packaged. I was drinking some Red Bulls. I stopped with the Red Bull. I started doing Bulletproof Coffee, which is coffee, and you blend butter from grass-fed cows and coconut oil in a blender, and that's essentially Bulletproof Coffee. And, which I've learned about from Ernest Hancock. And I got, you know, in a not too long a time, maybe 3 months, I went from like 270-something to like, oh, probably the low 220s. And I didn't really work hard at it, but I just refused to eat anything government-subsidized. Now, there's all kinds of stuff that's government-subsidized.
Well, I mean, the big issue with that is the home-cooked meal aspect seems to be significantly more important than anything, in my experience. I mean, in my experience, the people who are overweight are the people eating McDonald's mm-hmm. and Burger King
yep.
and Taco Bell
yep.
and things like that.
And a lot of it wasn't home-cooked food. I was, like, traveling between here and Colorado a lot, and I maintain that.
Well, I don't necessarily mean it has to be cooked at home, but...
But I would stop at a grocery store and buy, like, sweet potatoes and wrap them up in tinfoil with some butter and some coconut oil and cook them on a manifold of my truck. That's how I started eating. I started, you know, made sure I ate a couple organic apples a day, and just I bought, you know, locally grown, and I bought, you know, food and produce from people I knew and stuff that was just in its natural form, even if it's not organic. It's just... Yeah, you know, no vegetable is really subsidized.
Yeah, see, I don't really have time for that.
Corn's not a thing. Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Go though. We got Jerry calling from Oregon. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
How's it going? What's on your mind?
I was talking daily savings fasting early on the show.
Can you speak up a little bit?
It was about the daylight savings time thing earlier on the show.
Okay.
So, the Mayans actually had a really good calendar. Well, that's what, during the year 2000, everybody thought everybody.
Yeah, man, your signal is, I'm only catching about one out of every five words you're saying. I heard you say that the Maya had a really good calendar, but that was it.
Can you hear me now?
Go ahead and retry to make your point.
The Mayan calendar... They say it was most accurate, but
yeah. Sorry, man. I get what you're saying. That the belief is that the Maya calendar is the Maya calendar, not the Mayan calendar, is the most accurate. I don't know. I know there's a lot of conspiracy theories surrounding that whole thing, but it's all just arbitrary measurements of celestial bodies that ultimately have no real significance in our lives.
I like to use the Hebrew calendar, especially from a legal standpoint.
I like to use the Japanese calendar, because why not?
Yeah, use what you like.
Yeah, to me, it is now December the 22nd. Because why not? It's all completely made up. It's complete fiction that humans take seriously because it gives our lives rules and order and some sort of semblance of meaning. But
I'll tell you why.
It's 4 in the afternoon on December the 22nd for me.
I'll tell you why. Because the Gregorian calendar is copyright property of the Vatican Church. They invented it, and the states are charged to enforce this copyright. And when you use a date of birth, you're essentially using copyright of the state. Everybody, every time you have an interaction with the government, they want to know your name and date of birth. And I don't have a date of birth. I'm not a Gregorian. I don't use a Gregorian timeline. And, you know, I have a...
Now, what if you consider January 1st, 00, to be the day on which you were born? So whatever day that was in the Gregorian calendar, it's your January the 1st, year 00, or year 01, to be simplistic.
Then you wouldn't essentially...
You'd be using the same calendar, but starting in a wildly different place. Like today may be March the 15th for you.
Well, so this copyright claim that's enforced by all these copyright courts, because we don't have courts of law, you get a traffic ticket, you're not in a court of law, you're in a copyright court. They're enforcing copyright whether you like it or not or agree with me or not. You have no rights in that court. And anybody who's ever been to court before realizes you don't have any rights. So that being said, I won't use the Gregorian timeline, but I'll use other timelines that aren't part of their system, and it drives them nuts because they can't even hold a charge against you unless you consent to essentially be using a date of birth. Just try it.
Well, I mean, they can do whatever they want with or without your consent, right? If they want to stick a charge on you, they're going to.
I tell them I'm not that entity that they're charging with a date of birth.
I mean, you can That's do that, me. But if they want to, they can still put a gun to your head and kidnap you.
I mean, they could if they wanted to, I guess. But if they're going to do it to anybody, if they really wanted to push the issue, I mean, I don't have a driver's license. And,
right.
And where I grew up, they all know it, and they don't bother me and any of my brothers. But we don't, we're not, I tell them I'm not using your copyright. I even had an interaction here with New Hampshire town, Moulton Barrow, the local police, and they just walked away. They're like, what do you mean you don't have a driver's license? You need to have a driver's license to drive down the road. I'm like, I'm not part of your society.
I completely get the reasoning here, but I'm amazed that has ever led to anything but an arrest.
Several times for me now.
I'm sure.
At least 5.
Oh, you mean you walked away without an arrest?
Absolutely.
With 5 times saying that?
More than 5, actually, yeah. Yep.
Wow. I would
not saying a lot more than what I just said.
Right.
But, you know, each time's a little different. You got to be kind of good on your, you know, on the move with it. But
because cops are not trained to think. They're trained to obey orders. And those orders say that if you don't jump through all the hoops, you're going to jail. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in now. If you're quick, you can still get on the air with us. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
I want to say thank you to Curry Taylor, who is a silver amplifier. You can find the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The money that you'd contribute there goes strictly to advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live. So if you like what we're doing and you want to help spread the message of Free Talk Live, go check out the AMP program. It's the best way to do that. You can give as little as $5 a month to join the program. It comes with a number of perks like the AMP-only Discord room and AMP-only call-in line on Discord, the AMP Facebook room or group, whatever, and some other cool features. And we hugely appreciate any help people want to give to help us spread the ideas of liberty. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Curry Taylor, thank you so much for your contributions. I hope you're still enjoying the show. So the Amazon Ring thing, as it turns out, as a result of a Gizmodo investigation, which began last month and ultimately revealed the potential locations of up to tens of thousands of Ring cameras, has cast new doubt on the effectiveness of the companies, that's Amazon's, privacy safeguards. Because when these companies produce this technology, they always say, oh, well, we promise we're protecting your privacy, right? Amazon has said it. Facebook has said it. Twitter has said it. Google has said it. They all, like, totes for real, promise they are taking your privacy seriously.
Well, like Pope Nobody has said several times, in every large organization where there is several people employed, to where like Google and Amazon and all these, there's thousands of employees, there is a percentage of those employees will be an absolute psychopath. There is an absolute psychopath in every major corporation. And those guys, you know, that's where the back door is. It's like working on, you know, these newer electronically controlled diesel engines and stuff. You can always get in there and tweak them and do whatever you want to them. And and the guys who have the technology and the computers and the software to do this stuff from like Cummins and, you know, Caterpillar, they can do all kinds of crazy things. And it's the same exact thing with all the other hardware and software and so everything else.
It seems that Ring was a sort of home surveillance system. And by taking the data from nearly 65,800 individual posts shared by people who were using a Neighbors, an app called Neighbors, the posts going back 500 days from the point of collection offer extraordinary insights into the proliferation of Ring video surveillance across American neighborhoods and raise important questions about, you know, privacy trade-offs and things like that. So they had this surveillance network of entire suburbs, cities even.
Does
all vulnerable to the internet. And evidently, people could just... there were hidden geographic coordinates connected to each one of these posts, latitude and longitude, so you could pull people's location from this very data.
So they were posting on like a Ring chat platform or Neighborhoods app.
Neighbors app.
Neighbors app, yes.
I'm not sure exactly where they were posting the data, but they were using the Neighbors app in order to do it.
And they were posting basically stuff about...
Where they were, and presumably the camera feeds.
And yeah, so this app you could, so yeah, if you lived in a neighborhood here and you had cameras all around the house and you post on this app maybe that might work with Ring, I don't know, but I heard something about this, to where you could, you know, to help your neighbors, you know, something got stolen from your neighbor's house. So your camera points across the street. So they just, it got to the point, I guess, to where Ring could just access anyone's camera to help law enforcement. I heard an article about that.
Evidently, Neighbors has millions of users and is advertised as a way to receive real-time crime and safety alerts from local law enforcement. Yeah, because if you want alerts, it's from local law enforcement and other Neighbors users nearby. So presumably, yeah, it was sort of like Cell 411, except done by Amazon and completely insane.
Right. And just to think, if you buy anything from Amazon, that's going to be a camera, just like any phone that you buy, Samsung can totally access it. Google can totally access your phone. I mean, they're listening to us right now, so you just have to assume that none of this stuff is secure.
Well, we're broadcasting a show on the air. We know they're listening to us.
Right, but
and
I'm
that's
saying
fine, but
they're listening to, you know, to you, to your radio in your car through your phone when you're driving down a road, because it's always listening
sure.
to you.
In cities where police partnered with Ring, police officers had access to special law enforcement portals through which officers could request access to Ring footage. They could choose a date, a time, and a location on a map, and Neighbors users with cameras in the vicinity are alerted. Ring says police aren't told which specific camera owners received the request, ostensibly to ensure that there are no repercussions for refusing to cooperate. So you did at least have to allow the police, or you did have, yeah, you had to allow them to look through your camera feed. They couldn't just do it.
I'm sure they could just, there's a way for them to just do it.
Yeah.
And
the users' exact locations are obfuscated, but we know from Google Maps that that's a complete farce.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It shows a map here of just density of Ring cameras throughout, a city. The map itself is really blurred, but the density of users here is absolutely terrifying. I mean, you don't need cameras on street corners like you have in London if you can get every neighbor within a town, a city, a suburb, or community to set these things up for the state.
Yeah, and the bottom line is Amazon is very happy to play ball with the state.
They are. So, nevertheless, using the hidden coordinates, quote, hidden, Gizmodo was able to produce detailed maps depicting the locations of tens of thousands of Ring cameras across 15 U.S. cities with varying degrees of accuracy. Selected as a representative sample, the cities include Los Angeles, Houston, Seattle, Boston, Chicago, among others. So just looking at a tiny fraction of this network, they were able to create detailed maps showing what these places looked like and what was going on there and where these cameras were located.
Imagine what Hitler could have done with this technology.
Yeah. And that's one of the striking differences between the UK and the United States, right? The UK, it's just the state putting these things up and the police monitoring them and all of that, right? They're socialists.
And it's expensive and intrusive.
The United States, however, are fascists. So they have Amazon do this nonsense instead. So it's not the state actually doing it. The state is just subsidizing it and working directly with Amazon, but they have that veil of this independent quasi-private company that's responsible for all of this, and it just so happens to be identical in practice to what the socialist government of the UK has done to monitor its citizens.
And Amazon could not become what it is today, you know, the size of it money-wise, without the help of the state.
So Gizmodo estimates that they located about 20,000 Ring cameras, although the total number of locations up for grabs is just all the more reason to stay away from Amazon. I mean, I can't imagine being so detached from the digital world that I would install an Amazon device in my house.
I have friends that all of a sudden...
And I say this with the Facebook app installed on my phone. Facebook, however terrible they are not as bad as Amazon.
I have friends that get an alert. They're like, oh, UPS just dropped something off. And if you can see that from your phone... As far as I'm concerned, there's somebody either that works for your phone service or for the other. Anybody else can see it, too, as far as I'm concerned, if you can get it to your phone.
Well, there's a group that Kaspersky Labs, an antivirus software company, identified as the Equation Group that is strongly believed to be the NSA. And they're capable of intercepting these UPS shippings and things like that in order to infect hard drives, hardware, and other devices with malware on their way to their destination.
Oh, literally taking routers and putting specialized NSA chips into them and then package them back up and ship them to the end user, right?
Yeah. Yes, and this happens in the United States. There have been documented cases of, like, CDs that have been intercepted and replaced with almost identical CDs, except they have malware on them. And it's the Equation Group, almost certainly the NSA, that is actually doing this.
Some of them have actual hardware installed into them.
Yeah, so monitoring UPS tracking, or God help us, USPS tracking, they already have access to that data. It's a really simple matter to just hop into that truck, install a chip, and be done with it. And Amazon will help them do it. This has been Free Talk Live. Head on over to freetalklive.com. Check out the archives there going back 10 years since podcasting began, evidently. We'll be back same time tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This has been Aria.
And Jay.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. In my lab, I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. As a scientist, I know that Balance of Nature works.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.